Testing 1, 2, 1, 2, 3.
Like we love the Suwannee River. Let's all stand and while Miss Bolton leads us.
Now, as the old nigger preacher said, I want you to sing out. See how well you sing the second verse. Every voice. Want me to start you off? All round a little farm I wandered when I was young. Then many happy days I squandered, many the songs
appreciate that. We'd like to take this means to welcome you this afternoon to the first program and Fish Fry, sponsored by the Road Garden Section of the Department of Agriculture. I'm sure that the most of you realize responsibilities placed upon this group of inspectors and carrying out their program and inspecting commodities coming in and going out of the state. This is sort of a tribute to them for the work that they're doing, and I'm certainly that we appreciate the work they're doing as well as the state of Florida. We're certainly happy that so many of you could be here with us this afternoon. Due to the crisis that exists over our state and nation, and to be perfectly frank, this time yesterday, I was more concerned about my self-survival than I was this program here this afternoon. And I'm sure that we all do realize, though, the seriousness of this threat to our state and nation. The first speaker on our program this afternoon is one of the finest, most congenial, most cooperative persons that I have ever known. I don't believe that even Fuller Warren knows enough complimentary adjectives to really fully describe this man. Without his assistance, and helped this program here this afternoon would not have been possible. Now, speaking of Mr. Foster Barnes, the director of the Stephen Foster Memorial Park, Mr. Barnes began his work here at the memorial in 1941. Mr. Barnes was telling me only yesterday that at times he was highly elated over the progress of the memorial, and at other times he was very disappointed in the progress that was being made here. But all in all, I think he's done a wonderful job in paying tribute to Stephen Foster and to the state of Florida. The buildings on these beautiful grounds, Florida's tribute to America's greatest composer of folk songs, located on these banks, the Suwannee River, the stream made famous by Foster's song, Old Folks at Home, better known to us as Suwannee River, are built by state appropriations and gifts throughout Florida and other places in the South. Mr. Barnes, although a landscape architect by profession, helped to design these buildings on these grounds. It is his hope and desire that the next buildings to be built on these grounds will be a hall of music and a folklore museum. Of course, I'm not going to take advantage of you representatives and senators here this afternoon in showing you the need that Mr. Barnes has presented to us, but I'm sure in the next session of the legislature you're going to help him out after coming here this afternoon. So it gives me a great amount of pleasure to present to you Mr. Foster Barnes, director of the Stephen Foster Memorial Park. Mr. Barnes.
Certainly want to thank you very much for such a introduction. It makes me feel like about an 8 foot high person. We would like to welcome each one of you though to the park, and we feel that we shouldn't be giving a welcome to you, because it is a park that belongs to the people of the state of Florida. It's a pleasure though to welcome you to the memorial. And on behalf of the Stephen Foster Memorial Commission and the staff here, we wish to welcome you. We hope your visit will be a very pleasant one, and you will come back again and again. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Mr. Barnes. Next on our program, we'd like to now the introduction of the guest out of these 8 counties represented here this afternoon. And the first one I'm going to call on will be the Honorable John J. Cruz. I see he just came into the... Just come on up, I'll show you what to do. I present to you the Honorable John J. Cruz, representative of Becker County, and he will call these names off. I don't know whether they're all here this afternoon or not, but we'd like to have you stand as your name is called off and hold your applause until they're all introduced.
I hadn't had a chance to look over the visitors who are here from Becker County, the list of the names here. There may not be too many able to be here, since one of our very beloved elderly ladies of Becker County passed away, and the funeral is this afternoon. County Commissioner B.H. Buckrow, any of these men, officers from Becker County, please stand. County Commissioner-elect E.L. Teddy Bear Yarbrough, County Commissioner Paul Thrift, County Commissioner Neil Kirkland, Wassey Fish, and County Commissioner Wassey Fish is the chairman of our Board of Public Instruction, our County Commission Board of Baker County. County Commissioner Roy Harvey, Clerk Joe Dobson, Judge B.R. Burnsid, Sheriff Ed Yarber, Chief of Police Josh Roden, Billy Nabb of the School Board, or W.T. Buckman of our Board of Public Instruction. The only other one then being for me to present, Mr. Master of Ceremonies, is in addition to our County Commissioner Chairman of the Board, Mr. Wassey Fish, who stood, is our State Senator, the 29th Senatorial District, comprising Baker and Clay County, Senator Edwin G. Frazier. Senator Frazier and I and Commissioner Fish paid our respects to the family, very prominent Taylor family in Baker County, last evening, remaining at the house for some time, in order that we could be here today to meet with the distinguished officers of the Department of Agriculture, particularly the commissioner, and I notice our Democratic nominee, Don Fuquay. We're so proud to be with you.
Thank you, Mr. Cruz. Next, we'd like to have Senator Melton to introduce the guest from Columbia County.
Thank you, Mr. Beach, Mr. Commissioner, Mr. Congressman nominee, distinguished guest. It's indeed a pleasure to be in such a gathering as this, and certainly honoring the Road Guard boys who are doing such an excellent job in the state of Florida protecting our citrus fruits and other commodities that are coming in and going out of Florida. It gives me a great deal of pleasure to introduce from Columbia County here today the Honorable F.W. Shorty Biedenball, representative. The Honorable Ralph Powers, member of the Road Board from Lake City. Mr. Robert Harkness, Mr. Emery Butler, Mr. Cliff Curry, Mr. Theo Kirby, tax assessor, Mr. Elmer Douglas, Mr. Buford Galloway, superintendent of public instruction, Mr. James Niblack, president of First National Bank, Mr. Robert Lewis Green, vice president of Columbia County Bank, and Mr. Jim Melton, campaign manager for the commissioner doing his race in Columbia County, and Lieutenant Sheffield of the Florida Highway Patrol. Let me say it's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you, Senator Melton. Next, I'd like to have the Honorable Hal Chairs, representative of Dixie County, to introduce the guest from Dixie County.
I don't think I need that list I had to ask you for, Forrest, but I don't believe there are any here. But if I sit down and not introduce somebody, Bill Fiegel would be disappointed. I won't say if I kept my mouth shut, I'd be a surprise to you all. So I do see Rufus Hatch over here with the Department of Agriculture at the Fanning Springs Station. And Howell, we've had a fuss about who was going to introduce Wiggins, but we took Colson away from you. So Colson, stand up. He's also with the Department of Agriculture. Lieutenant Beach with the Highway Patrol out of Gainesville, and Sergeant Roberts from Dixie County. You please stand.
Thank you, Hal. Next, if we have Gilchrist County, I'd like to ask Hal Lancaster to introduce this group.
Good
Thank you, Forrest.
I don't think I need the list. I would like to say I think this introduction is running true to form. You know, I have one distinction in the legislature that no other person has, and that's being the representative from the smallest county in the state of Florida, so it looks like our delegation might be the smallest also. It is my pleasure to introduce to you the Honorable Miller Lang, County Judge of Gilchrist County. We also have Patrolman Wiggins from Trenton. I think he's a former Suwannee County boy. We're very proud of him. We also had Cecil Rao at the dedication. I believe he had to go home. He's chairman of the Gilchrist County Development Authority. And also Lewis Rogers, our banker. I'm sorry they weren't able to attend the festivities here. And I see one gentleman in the stand from Leon County, who I see very often in Gilchrist County, and I'm going to take the liberty of introducing to him to you, Jerry Everton of the Greyhound Bus Company. Jerry, thank you very much.
Thank you, Harold. Next, we have Hamilton County. I'm going to ask Senator Houston Roberts to introduce the ones from Hamilton County.
Thank you, Forrest. Yes, I have. It's indeed a pleasure for me to be here, and I'd like to introduce these fine people from Hamilton County. Would like to ask you to stand and remain and withhold your applause until we've finished. Save a little time. County Commissioner, the Honorable Aaron Hogan, will you please stand, each of you, as I call your name. Jack Vinson, these are County Commissioners. Guy McGinn, Lawton McCulley, Superintendent Smith, and Grover Wheeler, Commissioner-elect. All right, you may give your applause. Now these, will stand, please, as I call your name. I don't think I've seen the sheriff. Sheriff Charlie Roden. Sheriff of Hamilton County, there he is. And his deputy, his brother, Russell Roden, to your extreme right, our extreme left over here. Judge McCormick, County Judge of Hamilton County. Chief of Police, Peyton Bembry of Jasper. Chief Grover C. Fryer, Police Chief of White Springs. Mr. W. Fiegel, former mayor of White Springs. Mr. Barnes has already been introduced, but I'd certainly like for him to stand along with these other fine people of Hamilton County. Mr. Foster L. Barnes, director of the Stephen Foster Memorial. Mr. Kerry Camison, district reporter, Florida Times Union. Good to have you with us. Mr. Buddy Camp, chairman of the Suwannee River Authority. Mr. L.J. Lee, mayor of White Springs. Mr. C.E. Cortoy, mayor of Jasper. P.H. Weisenberger, Sr., mayor of Jennings. Clayton Bradshaw, chief of police of Jennings, Florida. We're glad to have you with us.
Thank you, Senator Roberts. Next on the list is Lafayette County, and we're going to ask the Honorable Homer T. Putnam, representative-elect of Lafayette County, to introduce his guest.
I don't think I have but one from Lafayette County in this crowd. And that's Mr. O'Neill Boatwright. Stan O'Neill. He's from Lafayette and runs a livestock market at Live Oak. And I think that's all from my county. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Homer T. Next is Nassau County. Is Mr. Claude Wingate here? Well, I'll just take the liberty of reading these ones off if you're here. Why, Sheriff H.J. Youngblood, Judge J.E. Weatherford, County Commissioner Harry Poole, Commissioner Galpin, Herbert E. McKendry, Jim Thomas, and County Commissioner-elect J.B. Higginbotham, G.C. Butler, Tom Goolsby, and Chief of Police I.J. Hudson. Next is on the list is Suwanee County. Ask the Honorable Leon McDonald to come up and introduce these gentlemen. And if they're all here, you're going to have quite a time. Introduce them.
Thank you, Chairman Beach. Commissioner Hunter. Congressman Fuquay, I'll already elect you. My colleagues in the legislature, friends and neighbors, it is a privilege to stand here this afternoon and introduce to you some of my friends from Suwanee County. It is, as he said, it's a long list. And I'll call them out and ask you to stand as I call your name. Now, if you will, hold the applause until we have finished. These are members of the City Council. First, our Mayor, J. Marvin Phillips. City Clerk, Harvey Perry. M.J. Kirby, Councilman. Norman Proxman, Councilman. Charles Johnson, Councilman. Harold Gilmore, Councilman. Vernon Hunter, Councilman. County Commissioners, Leonard Stansel, Chairman. Rudolph Scott, Laura B. Robinson, Bill Bonds, Curtis Humphreys, County Officials, Sheriff Hugh Lewis, LaVon Sessions, City Clerk, County Clerk, excuse me, Tax Assessor, William Hubbard Gray, Superintendent of Public Instructions, Everett Williamson, Tax Collector, Mrs. Sarah Rawls, County Judge, Reese Brown, School Board members, John S. Flood, V.V. Redbrim, Thornis Barnett, Henry Van, Otto Dickman, Ronald Green, President of Live Oak JCs, Brody C. Harris, President of Live Oak Rotary Club. That was his beautiful wife serving the orange juice over at the Road Guard Station. Reginald Scott, Jr., President of Live Oak Lions Club. Lauren Terry, President of Suwanee County Farm Bureau. Bob Holmes, President of Suwanee County Cattlemen Association. Paul Cruz, County Agent. J.B. Mills, Office Manager, ASC. Chamber of Commerce, Mahone Reese. We've got a new president since then. Mahone Reese, past president. S.T. McDowell is our new president. Robert Engstrom, Treasurer. John Addicks, Director. A.P. Knott, Director. Tom Cheek, Director. L.M. Cruz, Jr., Director. Harry Dupree, Director. Mr. E.K. Hamilton, Manager of the Suwanee County Chamber of Commerce, and whose equipment we were used over at the Road Guard Station. Woodrow Dees, Director. Sid Allen, Jr. Duke McAllister, Toby Sullivan, Jimmy Allen, Charlie Huffman, Louis C. Wadsworth, Herb Wadsworth Jr., Revis Bohr, Lamar Jenkins, Rudolph Hatch, I'm going to claim O'Neill Boatwright, too, because he's on my list. Owner of Suwanee County Livestock Market. Otto Wettstein, president of North Florida Telephone Company. Edward Howard, chief of police, Jasper Live Oak. J.C. Walker, J.C. Peterson, Macon Peterson, Brownie Moses. He's the owner of the livestock market in Brantford. Frank Norris, W.D. Fletcher, Alexander Purcell, mayor of Brantford, Leon Hatch, Rudolph Hatch, Claude Jones, Jack Phillips, president of the Brantford State Bank. I see others here that are not on my list. I'd like to introduce them. I hope that I don't miss any of you. Aubrey Fowler, North Florida Production Credit. Mrs. Laura B. Robinson, commissioner's wife. Mr. Claude Hackney of the Hackney Brothers, Live Oak. And Mr. Vernon Bells, Live Oak. Let's see. Anyone else here from Live Oak, please? Judge Hearn and his wife, would you please stand? I called Claude Jones' name. He just didn't stand up. Stand up, Brother Jones. Lim Hughes and his son, Lim Jr. Anyone else from Live Oak, please stand.
One of the Brown boys down there on the end, the road guard, man.
Road guard, Brother Brown, yes. Yes, sir. Floyd Eubanks. Rudolph Scott. Miss Scott. Any other? Excuse me. Thank you, Mr. Hamilton. Mr. Gamble, glad to have you with us today. Of course, these road guard men, thank you, Brother Thurman. Any of the other road guard men from my county up there, stand up. Praise the Lord, that's a lot of them. They didn't have these on this list, but I didn't want to slide any of you. We're certainly glad to have you all with us today.
Thank you, sir. Just looking over the audience out here, I don't have them on the list here. I think the secretary forgot to give me that list. But I've written them down here as I see them in the stands. Dr. Copperthwaite, director of the plant division. Then we also have some distinguished visitors from Tallahassee. Mr. Guyton Williams, director or chief of the poultry section. Mr. Lowell Woodham, assistant director of inspection. Mr. Chester Blakemore, executive director of personnel. And Joe Brown, public information. Also notice Mr. Joe Brock up in the stand with the United States Department of Agriculture. We have a very distinguished guest from the Georgia Department of Agriculture, Mr. Bennett. Certainly glad to have you with us. Mr. Branch and his lovely wife, who is the USDA Marketing Division. Also, very happy to have the commissioner's brother, Lucian, with us today. And also Mr. M.B. Jordan from State Prison Farm. I was a little bit hesitant in picking these ones out, but I'm afraid I have missed someone. But we do have also some ladies from the Marketing Bureau from Jacksonville. Very happy to have you with us. I'm sorry, Mr. Summerlin, I had your name written down here and just overlooked it. Next on the program, we'll We have Miss Bolton back up here. As I announced before, she is the
through our wonderful 10-year-old Florida Folk Festival, held always the first weekend in May to open National Music Week, we are getting on tape and in manuscript form some of the fascinating folklore of the state of Florida. Now, maybe the first lore came from the farmer. Who knows? And I'll bet every last one of you could give me a little bit of folklore, agriculture lore in particular. For instance, I'm sure all of you know that the time to plant corn is when the oak leaf is the size of a mouse's ear. And I expect you know that one of the time-honored cures for warts is to prick the wart until it bleeds and put some of the blood on a grain of corn and feed the grain of corn to a black hen, and the wart will go away. Or plant that grain of corn under the south eaves of the house, and when the stalk of corn reaches the eaves, the wart will go away. Or go out in the woods and pick up a bleached bone of any kind, rub the wart, put the bone right back down in its tracks, and the wart will disappear. Now, here's one that's getting to be a problem, because that old time honored rag is disappearing out of the kitchen, that old dish rag. The modern sponge is replacing it. But I, for one, will always have a dish rag, because a little boy with a wart might come to my house. And if he does, he can steal my dish rag and bury it under the back steps. And when the rag rots, the wart will go away. I want to know how many we have here today who were born in Florida. Let me see your hands. Oh, isn't that fun? A whole passel of Florida crackers. Well, let me see how many of you have two parents who were born in Florida. Good. Great-grandparents who were born in Florida. Yes, I lost a few, but we still have some. And I wonder if you know why we're called Florida crackers. From that early cowman, perhaps the Spanish cowman, who traversed the old Spanish trail. And part of that Spanish trail, by the way, is visible right here, just outside the park. It crosses the river. As those cowmen drove their herds along that trail and cracked that great long whip over their heads, from them, from the whip crackers, we get the term Florida cracker. And that puts me in mind of a little song that I collected right here in Suwannee County. Hamilton County. Good gracious life. Where am I? And I believe really it's a little fiddle tune. But the children here sang it at the folk festival and I learned it. As I went over yonder's pond, I spied a frog with a red shirt on, and he deep-leaped 10 feet, and he jumped in the mud, and he said farewell to his lady love. So rise and let's go home, darling, rise and let's go home. Raining road and a heavy load and a sorry team, and what to do I did not know. I ring my whip and I drawed the blood. I made them leaders pull out the mud. So rise and let's go home. Darling, rise and let's go home. How many of you know that song? Any of you? Or this one? I was going down the road, home on a tired team and a heavy load. Home on I cracked my whip and a leader sprung. Home on I just broke the wagon tongue. Oh, Mona, you shall be free. Lord, 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 Mona, you shall be free. Lord, Lord, when the good Lord sets you free. Now I was down high in the hen house on my knees, Mona. Thought I heard a chicken sneeze. Oh, Mona, he sneezed all hard with whoop and cough. Oh, Mona, sneezed his head and his tail right off. Oh, Mona, oh, Mona, you shall be free. Lord, 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 Mona, you shall be free. Lord, Lord, when the good Lord sets you free. And if you know this one, sing it right along with me. Oh, my darling, you can't love but one. Oh, my darling, you can't love but one. You can't love but one and have any fun. Oh, my darling, you can't love but one. Oh, my darling, you can't love two. Oh, my darling, you can't love two. You can't love to get along with you. Oh, my darling, you can't love to. Oh, my darling, you can't love three. Oh, my darling, you can't love three. You can't love three. Get along with me. Oh, my darling, you can't love three. Oh, my darling, you can't love four. Oh, my darling, you can't love four. You can't love four and hang around my door. Oh, my darling, you can't love four. Oh, my darling, you can't love five. Oh, my darling, you can't love five. You can't love five and get honey from my beehive. Oh, my darling, you can't love five. I beg all of you here, if you know any Florida lore, especially any agriculture lore, that you'll jot it down on any sort of little piece of paper and send it in to us. We think it's tremendously important. Whether you believe it or not, it's fun. I wonder if you know, Halloween is coming next week, and the ghoulies and the ghosties will be around. And I wonder if you know how to keep them out of your house. Well, here's a good way. Catch an alligator, untie a rope around his neck, and drag him round and around the house, and it's guaranteed to keep all ghoulies and ghosties out. Or if one gets in, get an old-fashioned sieve and hang it over the keyhole. Because in order to get in the room to haunt you, that ghost has got to go through every one of the holes in that little sieve. And by the time he goes through the last one, he'll be plumb wore out and lost his power to bring harm to you. So remember that. If you know any ghost stories, give them to us. You know, our pioneering forefathers had to make out with whatever came to hand. And I think one of the most interesting cures I've collected is for a cough. Go stick your head in a hollow tree where a skunk has been, and it's guaranteed to kill a cure. Or for the diphtheria, and thank goodness we don't have that much, so maybe we won't have to do it. But in case you get it, get somebody to bring you three wood lice and put them in a slice of bread and fold it over and eat it, and it'll cure the diphtheria. Or if you are suffering with rheumatism or the arthritis, some of you cattlemen, just get you some old cow horns and dry them, beat them up, and make a good strong tea. Boil them a long time, and then drink that tea, and it'll either kill or cure. Oh, there's so many. So many stories and so many tales. And I hope that some of you will send us some. Thank you very much for listening.
Thank you so much, Miss Bolton. Well, I went out the side out there, and they told me I had left out some names, which I feared I would. We have Lawrence Turner, Area Supervisor of the Railroad and Public Utilities Commission. Claude Michael, Investigator. We have Stanley Smith. I see his distinguished-looking gentleman over on the sidelines. Mr. Seymour, Mr. W.R. Scrappy Robinson, and Mr. Bing Miller, and Mr. Paul Schuler. Very happy to have you with us. Next on the program, we'll ask the Honorable J.W. McAlpin to introduce the next speaker. Mr. McAlpin.
Thank you, Mr. Beach. Friends, it's indeed an honor to be here because I'm at home. And it is especially a great privilege, honor, to introduce this speaker. He is one of our coming statesmen. He's from Calhoun County, where a few other statesmen has come from. And I'm going to introduce him a little different. I'm not going to introduce him as a congressman, a nominee. I'm going to introduce him as a congressman elect, because when he gets through with that Republican on the 6th, I hope that he'll go back to Tallahassee and stay the balance of his life and never bother us anymore. And in Hamilton County, we go to try to show him that he's got very few political friends over here. At this time, it is indeed a pleasure to me to introduce the Honorable Don Fuquay, Congressman from the new 9th Congressional District. Mr. Fuquay.
Thank you very much, Joe McAlpin, Commissioner Connor, distinguished colleagues of mine in the legislature here this evening, my friends, particularly in the 9th Congressional District, and those of you in the 8th District. Certainly a pleasure for me to be here at Stephen Foster Memorial this afternoon. Every time I come here, since back some several years ago after this memorial became a reality, and every time I associate it with Hamilton County, it certainly leaves or touches my heart for the historic significance that it makes to me. And this past year when I attended the Folk Festival here, which I enjoyed very much, and I certainly am one who deeply appreciates the work you people are doing in Florida's folklore, and certainly some of those ailments, as Doyle Connor and I were talking about, some of those about the warts really work. And even people can buy them, too, I understand, from you with the proper words. But it is a pleasure for me to be here, and certainly here at Stephen Foster Memorial. Talking about our folklore reminds me of this old Negro Sam that works on our place, and he's worked there for a long time. It's sometimes questionable whether he works for us or we work for him. But Several years ago, I asked Sam, I said, Sam, what do you think about all this integration business going on now? Just tell me the truth. What do you really think about it? He said, Mr. Don, said, I'll tell you. Said, I ain't taking no part in it, no way, shape, form, or fashion. Said, I's got skin folks on both sides. Certainly with the crisis that we're facing in not only America and the free world, but the entire world today, it's rather refreshing and sometimes takes our mind off the many worldly problems that we have, and we can come to a place under the calmness of the trees and the breeze and enjoy our fellowship, as I'm sure that we'll do here this evening. But certainly we're all concerned and certainly are backing our president and what he has done in protecting this country and the decision that has been made in relation to Cuba and Khrushchev and the Soviet Union. And certainly in times of this, when certainly all of our freedom and all of our concern, not only for our loved ones, but for the future of this country, rest in the decision that has been made. Certainly I'm sure that this is not a time that when we're Democrats or Republicans, but we're Americans. And I'm sure that we're going to honor this. We're going to back our president. We're going to back our country in whatever decision that our leaders deem is necessary in order to stop this threat and this cancerous sore that is besieged upon us 90 miles off the shore of Florida. And I know that this is not a time of petty politics, not a time of ward politicians or carpetbaggers to come in and try to make political hay out of what has happened. It has happened. Whether we like it or not, maybe we were too late in taking action. If probably the most appropriate time to have taken action would have been when Mr. Castro took over Cuba on January the 2nd of 1959. That would have probably been the most appropriate. However, as we all know, hindsight is 20/20, and I'm sure that we're going to support our country in whatever is necessary and to the fullest extent in helping solve this problem. To be here today and to participate on this program is certainly a pleasure to me. And as I mentioned over at the dedication a few minutes ago, some of the fine job that the Road Guard Service has done and the marked improvement that I have seen in the last few years. And certainly in greeting our visitors to the state of Florida and the impression that they make upon them, and certainly the importance that they make to our agricultural products, both coming in and out of Florida. Certainly these people are playing a valuable service to we people of Florida, and we're certainly proud of you, and I know that you will continue to do the fine job that you have been doing. And I would like to take time at this time so that we'll not be injected as politics, because he's not running right now, but to commend our fine Commissioner of Agriculture for the fine job that he has done in improving agriculture and particularly in trying to help our farmers in the marketing of their agricultural products. Just today that I was looking over some of the figures, the latest figures on the value of agriculture to the state of Florida, and certainly it's staggering the amount of income that is derived from agricultural products in our state. And certainly with the vast force that he has, I'm sure that he's going to exert every effort to continue and promote the progress of agriculture in Florida as he has through the past 12, 15 years. And I'm sure that we're as proud of him and proud of the work that he's doing, and he couldn't do this work if he didn't have a fine group of people associated with him, working with him, and I'm talking about all the employees of the Department of Agriculture and the fine job that you're doing in promoting agriculture in Florida, which means so much to our economy. Of course, our economy is turning somewhat more to the space age. Certainly this is helping to diversify our economy so that we will have a more sound and stable economy. I know it's you join with me in commending these people for the fine job that they're doing. Let me again say that it's a pleasure to be here with you. It's a pleasure to always come to Hamilton County and visit along the Suwannee River. Certainly one of the most beautiful and historic rivers and sites in this area of Florida, in the South, and in the nation. And I certainly hope that I can join with you in working to the development of the Suwannee Valley area. It's a pleasure to be here with you. Thank you. Thank you very much for those very nice remarks. Next on the program, we have down for Congressman Matthews to make some remarks. But as announced earlier, Congressman Matthews is in bed sick. And we had asked Senator Frazier to introduce Congressman Matthews. So I'm going to ask Senator Frazier if he won't come up and say a few words anyhow.
Just good to be here.
Thank you, sir.
I didn't think I'd get to supper tonight.
Last speaker on the program this afternoon, we have given the privilege of introducing this speaker to the Honorable Ralph Powers, State Road Board member from this district. Mr. Powers.
Thank you, Chairman Beach. Congressman-elect, distinguished guests. It is my pleasure to work with the senators and representatives on this platform today, along with many of the elected officials in the audience, and I assure you it is a pleasure. There's one person in the audience I do not believe has been introduced, and I would like that privilege and pleasure. Thornton Hartley of the Florida Times Union of Gainesville. Stand up, Thornton. Thornton has been kind to me, and I appreciate it, Thornton. Our guest speaker today is a longtime friend of mine. I've known him since his high school days. He was born in our neighboring county of Bradford, graduated from the high schools there in 1947. He then entered the University of Florida the same year and received his Bachelor of Science degree in agriculture in 1952. While at the university, he was president of the Agricultural Club, a member of Blue Key, along with many other organizations. Also, while a student at the university in 1950, he was elected to the House of Representatives from Bradford County at the age of 21. He was reelected the second term while still a student at the university. He served in the House from 1950 to 1960, 10 years, and at the age of 23, was chairman of the Agriculture Committee of the House of Representatives. In 1955, he was elected Speaker of the House, and he served in 1957 as the youngest Speaker that the House had ever had. Also in 1957, he was voted by his colleagues as one of the three most valuable in the House. In 1958, the Junior Chamber of Commerce voted him as the outstanding farmer in Bradford County as a general farmer specializing in Angus cattle. On January 5, 1961, the National Junior Chamber of Commerce voted him as one of the 10 outstanding young men of America. He takes part in the activities of the Future Farmers of America. And in 1946 and 47, he was elected. In 1946, he was elected state president. In 1948, a national president. He is prominent in real estate and insurance business in Bradford County, also in the Miami area. Member of the Farm Bureau, Masons, Shrine, Elks, Moose, Junior Chamber of Commerce, and many others. He's married, has two sons, one daughter, and is a member of the Baptist Church. He was elected Commissioner of Agriculture November 8th in 60, inaugurated January 3rd in 61. It is my pleasure to present to you this afternoon the Honorable Doyle Connor, your Commissioner of Agriculture and a member of the Cabinet, State of Florida.
Thank you, Ralph Powers, Miss Bolton, distinguished members of the Florida Legislature, fellow farmers. It's a real pleasure for me to come here and be with you this afternoon. Ed Frazier's already proved the kind of speech you like to hear. I'm not going to disappoint you.
I yield my time to you, sir.
We are delighted to have this privilege, and I think it is the first time, at least it's the first time I have had the privilege of meeting on such an occasion with our Road Guard personnel. And too, I'm real honored to share with them and enjoying meeting with the members of the legislature, the various county and city officials and business people from this area. Many of you were over at the dedication, and there I attempted to tell you something about the fine cooperation we have received from you. You know, John Cruz is real fast on his feet. He was getting out of the car a while ago as Forrest was introducing him. And normally that would confuse anyone because he doesn't have time to get his instructions before he's already, his remarks are being recorded. I reminded of the old colored preacher who was somewhat confused. He was called on to preach a funeral, and for some unknown reason, no one told him whether the corpse was a man or a woman. And he was sitting over here side of the podium, and all of a sudden he realized that soon he would be on. And when the choir finished, he stood up, and he still didn't know how to approach the situation. He said, "Will the choir sing another verse of that fine song?" So the choir stood up, and they sang again. He was desperate. So he leaned over. He saw these people sitting on the front row who were obviously relatives of the deceased. So he leaned over to one of the sisters, and he said, "Brother or sister?" She said, "Cousin." So he didn't get straightened out very fast. You know, I told O'Neill Boatwright as I came in that I'm not running this year, so I can tell the truth. And the truth is that you and I are both ready to eat. And I know you're not anxious to hear any long speech. But I think I would be remiss if I did not ask, and they may have been asked to stand earlier. I could have been over here listening to Don campaign. He's got Republican opposition, so he was talking to me while Forrest was introducing some of these people. But I don't believe Herbert Brown, and he's probably frying fish somewhere, our chief of our Road Guard section, and Garth Noble, standing over here, the gentleman with the big hat and long pipe. They're the ones I'd like for you to stand up, and let's all give them a little bit of recognition here. Now, about two-thirds of these gentlemen stood up when Leon McDonald introduced the people from Suwanee County. And I'm in trouble, I recognize that, because about 10 other fellas says that that's not proper apportionment. But I would like for these very fine gentlemen to whom we owe so much, the people who are really doing the work, the people who are really dedicated servants of the Department of Agriculture in the state of Florida, our uniformed men, our Road Guard personnel, would you kindly stand, even those of you from Suwanee County who've already stood? Thank you, gentlemen. We're real proud of the work these people are doing. And it was a pleasure for me this afternoon to come to Suwanee County, just across the river, and participate in the dedication of one of our new, very fine Road Guard stations. And there I pointed out the fact that the people here in the local community have been tremendously cooperative in assisting us with that project. Your local officials have made a tremendous contribution, and there we were able to build